sounds like home to me, like where I want to be. There'll be no tears, feel our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we see His grace and glory.
Say there's mansions there inside the city, a crystal river flowing by, a tree of life.
Oh, thank you, Father.
No pain, no disappointments ever come there. And Jesus Christ, our God.
Amen. That sounds like home to me. That's our destination today, isn't it? Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning? How many of you enjoyed service here last night? I tell you, Brother David just blessed our hearts. Kiss the Son. I'm glad I got kissed first. I'm glad He picked me. Are you glad you've been elected to God's family? Somebody say praise the Lord. Turn around. Shake somebody's hand. Greet him in the name of the Lord. Tell him you're glad to see him in church on Sunday morning. What a privilege it is. Play some more of that song, guys, if you will. Sing a verse with me again. Well, we're so glad to be in the house of God today. So glad you're here. Trust you've come to receive something from the Lord today. I want to pray for all those that are traveling different places here and there. our pastor and his wife, Sister Carol, that the Lord would just give them traveling mercies and may they just have a real, real enjoyable, restful vacation while they're away from us. We're just glad to be in the house of the Lord this morning. So glad for the presence of the Lord. Brother Gene, I want you to get ready this morning to lead us to the Lord in prayer. I only have a couple of requests, so let's look at this real quickly, if you will. I want to pray for Jim Watson, who is in need of prayer. The Lord knows all about his need today. We just commit it unto the Lord. Also want to continue to remember Brother Daniel Nunley, Sister Linda Nunley in prayer. Both are still very sick, need healing in their bodies. I just pray that the Lord would just let their faith grow muscles and God would just let them receive what he's already done for them. He's already healed every one of us. If Jesus was standing here today, he could not heal you because he's already done it. Do you believe that with all your heart? Do you believe it with all your heart? He's already given us our healing in our bodies, and we praise the Lord for that. Hey, you have an unspoken prayer request this morning. Anybody, somebody you'd like for this assembly to pray about, we just commit it all unto the Lord. We know he's more than able, don't we, church? Amen. Brother Gene, God bless you, buddy. We appreciate Brother Gene Lehman this morning. God bless you, buddy. Appreciate you, honey. Bless you.
Just bow our heads this morning. Heavenly Father, we want to invite you into our service this morning. We've brought our little licks of fire this morning, God, and we're expecting, Lord, to have a visitation from heaven this morning, God. And Lord, if we didn't, we wouldn't even come to church. But Lord, expecting, Lord, is the biggest part of coming to church, God. If you don't come expecting, then probably nothing will ever happen, Lord. But we come tonight expecting you to be here because you promised if two or three would gather in your name that you would be in the midst, Father. So this morning, we just come, Lord, ask God that those tonight, that Lord, that need a touch in their body, Lord, it need a touch in their lives some way, God. There's a problem, Lord, that sometimes it just seems like it, we can't get over them, God. And it seems like it's a big thing, but, Lord, sometimes it's just a small thing with you. And you just work it out so miraculously, Lord. And we walk away and we think, why did I get so upset? Or why did it bother me so much over something so small? Father, that's the way I guess we are, Lord. But help us, Lord, that we can understand, Lord, your ways more each day, God, that we might, Lord, be able to fit in, God, the way that you want us to fit in this life, God. Sometimes we don't get fit in like we should, Lord, but I pray this morning, if we're not fit in, God, then fit us in, God. Whatever it takes, fit us in to your gospel this morning, God, that we can be attentive, Lord, knowing, God, that your coming is just nigh at hand, Father, and we're looking for that great coming, Lord. When we'll be got out of these old pest house that we live in, Father, we just pray now, God, that you'll meet the need of the service, meet the need of Brother David this morning, God. May you move in a mighty way, Father. Guide us, keep us all under your divine will. We honor you and praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
God bless you. Ushers, if you want to come at this time, receive the morning tithe and offering. You give us unto the Lord. If you're visiting today with us in the service, we certainly want to welcome you. Glad to have you here. All those that would be streaming this service today, we pray this service would be a great blessing to all of our streamers. Can we say it together? God bless our streamers. God bless our streamers. Give them a nice hand this morning if you would. The Lord. Those that stream that cannot be in the house of the Lord, this is their church service and it means the world to them. You can hear some of their testimonies, what it means to be able to, via the internet, to be able to stream services from here at the church. It's a tremendous blessing. We thank God that that's available to folks. We certainly do. When Jesus was summoned to bring a little girl back to life, the Bible says that the crowd, when he began to talk, he said, she's not dead, she's only sleeping. And the Bible said they laughed him to scorn. Jesus was embarrassed. They embarrassed our Lord. They laughed and made so much fun of him. But when he stepped into the house and got rid of all the unbelievers, great things began to take place. If he can move all the unbelief out of here this morning, great things will take place at Happy Valley today. Do you love the Lord with all your heart? Let's give him a real good hand clap of praise in the house of the Lord. Little girl was lying there. The people all were weeping. They just laughed at Jesus when he said she's only sleeping. As he took her by the hand, she began to live again. Some began to praise the Lord. Sing it. He's in the the Lord. Just before we change the order of the service this morning, Brother Harry's going to be giving us a special today. If you don't have anything on his heart, we want you to do "The Dove Leads the Lamb." We'll never get tired of that song, will we? How many of you like to hear "The Dove Leads the Lamb"? Well, the rest of you can go do whatever you got to do while he sings it. How many of you would like to hear that song this morning? God bless you. Amen. Let's sing this little chorus together. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Are you glad to be a soldier today? How many of you is awake? How many of you are awake this morning? We come to have church here in Happy Valley. Somebody say praise the Lord. Somebody say glory. You can drag your feet if you want to, but you better not. You better not be heavy this morning. Let's be as light as pancakes. Let's worship the Lord with all of our heart. Somebody say praise the Lord. Give him one more hand clap of praise in the house of God today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm a soldier. Yes, I'm a soldier.
In this army.
bless you. You can be seated. Give Brother Harry a hand as he sings for us today.
Amen. Well, Brother Eric, you can put the words up and you folks can help me sing this since we'll do it as a congregational. I'm glad for the evening light. In this world of darkness, when everybody says we're crazy and we're fanatics and we're nuts, and I look around and see a bunch of sane-looking people in here, and you go out into Laodicea, and they look like they're nuts to me. The Spirit and the Bride are saying, come. The elect are feeling a stir inside their heart. 'Cause our uniting time has come. We and the Father are one. Soon we'll be with our Lord forevermore. Oh, the evening light has come. The bride is making preparation. We're hearing the sound of our King.
Ain't you glad that he's leading us once again? Amen. You love him this morning? Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a little bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm on this morning, ain't I? Amen. Amen. That's good. was telling somebody last night, I think Brother Jack and his family, I said, you know, I said, me and my wife, you know, like I said, she had that wreck, and we was supposed to be somewhere a day before, but then we just ended up just spending a few hours place. But, you know, I said, kind of relaxing. Then we started up this way. I told her, I looked over to her, I said, man, I'm getting nervous now. I said, my relaxation's over with. Amen. And so I said, I come here, and I knew where we was going, but I made a wrong turn, and then come to church yesterday, made another wrong turn. I said, man. But you just pray for me. Amen. I'd like to read these couple of things to you, then we'll just get right into the Word of God. Amen. This is a pretty good one, I thought. And it says, the pastor stole our spoon is the title of this one. So the pastor had dinner at the home of a couple in his church. After he left, the wife said to her husband, I think he stole our spoon. Said that bothered her for a whole year. A year later, the couple had the pastor for dinner again. Unable to resist, the wife asked, did you steal our spoon last year? The pastor replied, no, I put it inside your Bible. So you know what that means, don't you? Amen. No, I tell you what, brothers and sisters, I mean, we try to eat three good meals a day and all that, and then sometimes we fail to pick up this word that'll get us out of here. Put a tape on and listen to it or whatever, amen? God help us. Amen. I found that one I was supposed to read last night. It says, praise is the beauty of a Christian, what wings are to a bird, what fruit is to a tree, what the rose is to the thorn. That is praise to a child of God. Amen. I like that. Amen. I just appreciate that. Amen. And just, I was just looking today and just reading this morning. And can I read you one more thing? You know, Brother Brandon was talking about, you know, he'd be preaching this message, standing in the gap. And, you know, he said, and today he's the only mediator between God and man. And we're freely pardoned and forgiven. God don't even know we ever sinned. Our sins were put in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered, no more. We cannot do that ourselves. We're finite. He's infinite. And we can still remember because we're not big enough. But he's so great that he even forgets we ever did so. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, he's so great he forgets that we ever did sin. We are sons and daughters in his presence. And all things that he was, we are. He became my sin that I might become his righteousness. Amen. He said, he become your sin that you might become his righteousness. So God cannot see no sin in you as long as your confession is in Christ Jesus. He said, someone said some time ago, said, if I believe a thing like that, would I ever turn on the steam? He said, I'd paint the town red. I'd go to every dance hall. I'd get so drunk and everything. Why? He said, you're already secured in Christ. What difference does it make? I said, that shows you haven't got it. That shows you haven't got it. Amen. He said, if the love of God, oh, I hope the love of God strikes my heart this morning. Amen. He said, if the love of God ever strikes your heart in the tenderness of Jesus Christ, you'd be so in love with him, the world would be dead as your sin. No, you have the Holy Spirit. No, you know that's how you know you have the Holy Spirit. Not because that you can scream, shout, speak with tongues or whatever it is, but when sin becomes dead and you're alive in Jesus Christ, oh, love of God, how rich, how pure. Amen. Oh, my. Don't that make you want to fall in love with him all over again? Amen. Let's stand together this morning. Amen. You appreciate the Lord this morning? Amen. I appreciate him so much. I just love him so much. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Hebrews, the 13th chapter. Where you turning there? How many's got a need this morning? Amen. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we're just so grateful this morning once again for being able to allow us to be here this morning, Lord. Oh, God, for waking us up this morning. God, what an opportunity we have, Lord, to be able to come to your house, Lord, and, Lord, sit in your presence, oh, God, with people of light, precious faith, Lord, being able to lift our hands to worship you, Father. Lord, being able to tell you how much we love you, Lord. Oh, God, what a privilege we have, Lord Jesus. And so many times we live beneath our privileges, oh, God. But I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd help us, oh, God. Lord, let me get myself out of the way, Lord, and you speak to us this morning, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. If we ever needed help, we need it now, Lord. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just help each and every one of us, oh, God. Bless those that maybe not be here because of some sickness or something. Lord God, I pray, Lord, you'd reach down your tender hand of mercy and touch them, Father, whatever the need may be, Father. You saw the hands, whatever's behind the hand of the person, Lord. You know the need, Lord. You see their hand, Father. I pray, Lord, that you just touch each and every one this morning, Father. Lord, may you just be with us this morning, Lord, as we yield ourselves to you, Lord, and we come into your presence, Lord. Father, we want you to have the preeminence in the service this morning, oh God. Lord, you have your way, Father, in the service this morning, Lord. Would you show yourself strong, Lord, this morning, Lord Jesus? Lord, would you walk up and down the aisles of the church, Lord God? Not only the aisles of the church, Lord, but would you walk up and down the aisles of our heart, Lord God? And Lord, move anything out that would be contrary to you, Father, and unlike you this morning, Lord, and help us to receive, Lord, what you want us to receive this morning, Lord. Grant it, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord. Father, we just ask, oh God, Lord, we believe the word's already anointed. Father, we have a promise that when this word goes forth, it will not return back void. That, Lord, what it goes out for this morning, what it is sent to accomplish, may it accomplish that this morning, Lord. That may it heal the sick, Lord God. May it fill somebody with the Holy Ghost, oh God. Lord, may it bring a backslider back to you this morning, Lord. May a sinner, Lord, that maybe a sinner that's here this morning, may they come to the altar, Lord, of repentance. It's this morning, Lord. Grant it, Lord. And we be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord, for all these things. And we ask these things in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hebrews 13, verse 12 and 13. Amen. You appreciate them this morning? Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. Amen. I was thinking, you know, and just looking at this and just kind of studying this out a little bit. And, you know, on the Day of Atonement, you can find that in Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, 26 through 32, or Numbers, the 29th chapter, 7 through 11. And the high priest would sacrifice one goat as an atonement for Israel's transgressions. And then they had a second goat that they drove out as a symbolic sin bearer of the nation of Israel. And I was thinking about that, and the Lord, he's our sin bearer. Amen. I'll read you something that Brother Branham said again in this message called Standing in the Gap. He said, and when God was going to take the life of the whole world and destroy it, you remember Brother Branham was talking about here he was, and he had built himself up such a complex that people didn't like him, wouldn't want to hear him. And even, you know, when he said Moses, he had that same complex. You know, but he said, Moses, when God just said, Moses, you just step back and I'll destroy the whole bunch of them. And he said, and Moses threw himself in the way and said, God, before you take them, take me. And Brother Rand said he always wondered about that, but then he began to realize that was Christ in Moses. Amen. Standing in the gap for his people. Amen. I wondered this morning if there's somebody that would stand in the gap for each and every one of us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh my. And he said, and when God was going to take the life of the whole world and destroy it, and all the sinners and condemned to die, Christ died for us all.
And God could not cross over Christ, being his own son. And then Jesus gave himself freely that he may pay the way. See, Moses couldn't have done that. Moses had no blood but human blood like we are. So therefore his blood would not suffice. But Jesus, being the blood of God himself, the created blood of God, God just excused the entire human race then of sin because it was all laid upon him. Oh my, can you imagine? Your sin and my sin. Your adultery and my adultery. Your wickedness and my wickedness. Your lying and my lying. Your thieving ways and my thieving ways was all laid upon him. Hallelujah. Hey man, I'm so glad that it was. Because if it hadn't been that way, me and you would not be here this morning. Amen. Oh, I thank God. Amen. That ought to make us fall in love with him all over again. Say, God, I love you this morning. I appreciate you. Amen. He said, God excused the whole entire human race then of sin because it was all laid upon him. And he went to Calvary and died out of the presence of God and suffered and was cast into hell because that was our sins upon him. And there, see, we should, amen, we should go there. We deserve to go there. But because of his amazing grace, amen, that he took our place, amen, that we wouldn't have to go, Brother Jim, to that awful place of hell this morning. Amen, that we stand here or sit here this morning in the house of God because of his amazing grace. Oh, that makes me want to raise my hands and say, God, I love you this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. See, then what's cast into hell made sin, our sins upon him, and there, being our burden bearer, took our sins to Calvary. And from Calvary to hell. And God raised him up on the third day for a perpetuation of our sins. Amen. God raised him up on that third day, being a propitiation for our sins. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Don't that make you love him this morning? Amen. Amen. Was that sin barrier? Likewise, Jesus, he became our sin barrier, was driven out of the city to die on the cross. But his death was not disgraceful to us. Amen. Instead, it was sacrificially noble and an opportunity for rejoicing because our true identity is in him. Amen. Our true identity is in him this morning. The one who bore your disgrace. The one who bore your shame. The one who bore your sins. Our identity is in him this morning. Amen. He became ugly so that we might be beautiful. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my. You remember that story that the prophet of God told about that girl that came home from college? Amen. About how that she turned her back on that looked like because her friend from the college said, oh, what an ugly looking hag. But the conductor knew the story and told her what had happened. Said, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. I've seen the time when your mother was as pretty or prettier than you are. But she's scarred today because of you. Amen. She's scarred because she risked her own life to save yours. He became ugly. He became scarred that me and you might be beautiful this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Oh, my. The one who bore my shame on Calvary. That's why I want to represent him well this morning. Amen. I want to make sure that, hey, I want to live right. I want to talk right. I want to do right. Amen. Because whatever I suffer because of my obedience to him, I want to be glad. Because I'm identified with him. Brother Branham said it like this. To be a true American. Amen. You know, we're identified in her shame and her glory to be a true American. I'm identified with her. You're identified with her this morning. If you're a true American this morning. Amen. We're identified when Washington crossed the Delaware. We're identified in that this morning. If we're a true American. Amen. We're identified. Amen. We're identified when Lincoln stood up and gave that famous Gettysburg Address. We're identified there. If we're a true American. Amen. When they rang the Liberty Bell, me and you are identified in that. Amen. We're identified in that. When Paul Revere made his famous ride to warn them about the British were coming, we're identified in that. We're identified in all those things. Amen. And he said, in order to be a real Christian, we're identified in, amen, in this Bible. Amen. We're identified when Noah stood in the door of the ark and began to preach for 120 years that it's going to rain. I'm identified in that, Brother Terry. Amen. I'm identified in that this morning. Hallelujah. I'm identified. Amen. Noah out there building the ark, preaching, it's going to rain. Amen. I'm identified. I'm identified. Amen. In Abraham. Amen. For 75 years he waited. But I'm identified with him this morning. Amen. Oh, amen. He might have got a little weary. Amen. When people come around and say, hey, Father of Nations, where's your children at? But he still held on. I ain't saying he might have not got discouraged. Hey, wouldn't you, after 75 years, wouldn't you get a little discouraged? If God promised you something, but he kept right on. Amen. That's what I want to do, is keep pressing the battle. Keep right on. I'm identified in that. Amen. Because the prophet of God said it like this. Amen. After he was dead and gone, his commentary over in Romans, when Paul wrote his commentaries, that he staggered not at the promise of God, but was strong in faith, giving honor to glory, counting those things, amen, that were not as though they were. That's what I'm doing this morning. Count those things that are not as though they were. Amen. I'm putting a body, brand new body before me and walking to it. Amen. I'm looking for that day. Amen. When I'm caught up out of here. Amen. I'm looking for that change of the body. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm identified in that. I'm identified, amen, in Moses in the burning bush. Amen. When he spoke out, said, I am that I am. I am your healer. I am your provider. I am your deliverer this morning. I am. I'm identified in all that this morning. Amen. I'm identified when Peter stood up and said, men and brethren, these are not drunk as you suppose, but this is a prophecy of Joel being fulfilled. Whew. I'm identified in that. Amen. I'm identified in that. When they came to him and said, hey, what shall we do? Amen. Amen. What shall we do? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, I'm identified in that. Amen. All that he was, I am. Amen. I'm identified in that. When he told Job to stand up and said, Job, I want to tell you, I want to ask you a question. Where were you at, Job, before the foundations of the world, when the morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy? Where you at? Where were you at, Job? I'm identified in that. And now, this morning, I'm identified with another group of people here in Johnson City, Tennessee, that believes the same thing. Hallelujah. I'm identified with you this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. That believes the same thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified me. Freely, forever. Coming, someday he's coming. Oh, glorious day. Whew. I'm looking forward to that. Hallelujah. You identified with him this morning? Amen. Let me ask you. It'd be all right to ask you some questions. You don't have to raise your hands, but you answer them for the honesty of your heart. That'd be all right. Yeah. Amen. Here we are just almost now 5 months into the new year. And Brother Branham said it like this, that we don't You know, the new year, we don't turn over new leaves or new pages. Because, Olin, there'll be, you know, people say, well, you know, it's like, you know, you're in the, what they call Lent. Well, I'm going to give up candy. Never liked it in the first place, but I'm just, you know, well, that's a nonsense. Amen. But, you know, but here we are, 5 months into the year. But here we are. We've been around this thing a long time, Brother Jim. Amen. We've grew up in this. We've been taught this. We've heard the prophet all of our lives. And let me ask you some questions then. How far have I progressed in God this year? Or since I've came in contact with this message? How far have you progressed in God? Amen. Are you still running around the same old mountain? Amen. Oh, God. Somebody get your seat and you get mad? Amen. Amen. I wish somebody would sit down by me because I'm going to praise God. Amen. No matter who it is sitting by me. Amen. Who don't like it, if it hair lips the devil or what, I'm going to raise my hands. I'm going to sing the praises of God. Amen. How far have you progressed in God? Has your faith increased? Whew. Amen. How many of my corruptions have I overcome? How much closer am I living to God now than I was last year? Or how much closer am I living to God than I was 30 years ago, 40 years ago? Hey, you know, we got to talking. Me and Brother Homer, we got to talking about some things, and I called him, and, you know, I said, you know, the other day, I looked on the computer, on the internet, and there's this guy just below Nashville, Antioch, Tennessee, I think the name of the town was. Drives up into this Waffle House. See, me and Brother Homer, every Wednesday night, that's what we go to, Waffle House. It's just down the street from the church. And, you know. And so 3 o'clock in the morning, this guy gets out, only wearing, drives up to the Waffle House, sits in his truck for about 4 or 5 minutes, I guess, I think it was, or something. Gets out of the truck wearing nothing but a green jacket. And 2 people out there talking, and he kills them. You've heard the story. I told Brother Homer, I said, we're not exempt from these things. Amen. God, you never know when it's going to be your last moment here. This could be somebody's last service. What you get out of the service is what you put into it. Amen. So I want to come thinking this might be my last service, and I want to put everything I've got into this service this morning. Say, God, you come on the scene. You heal the sick. You save the lost. You bring backsliders back to the... God, give me a refilling of the Holy Ghost. Whatever it takes, Lord. Amen. Because we're not exempt from these things. My wife, she could have been easily killed in that car wreck. Amen. We're not exempt. How do you stand with God? How do I stand with God? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because you look around us, this world's not getting any better place to live in. Only better for is to sin in. Amen. Amen. And I want to just get as close to God as I can. Amen. I want to get as far away from the world as I can. Amen. And get close to God as I can. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I want to be. How much closer am I living to God now than I was? Amen. How much do I personally know Him? Amen. Oh, you say, well, I know the message. I know the quotes. I know this one. How much do you know Him? Do you know Him this morning in the power of His resurrection? Amen. How much closer do I approach Him? Have I more power in my prayer? Am I more careful in my life? Is my spirit more loving than it used to be? Am I more decisive for the right? Amen. Am I more decisive? Because everybody's got an agenda these days. The blacks have got an agenda. The homosexuals have got an agenda. The Spanish have got an agenda. Everybody, the whites have got an agenda. Everybody wants to talk about their agenda. You said, Brother David, do you have an agenda? I sure do. That's to preach the pure, unadulterated Word of God and try to get people back to a real Pentecostal experience. Amen. Back to the Word. Back to an experience with God. Amen. Hallelujah. At the same time, though, am I more meek in standing up for it? Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God. Amen. That He let me know what I know. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Amen. My brother and my mom and dad, they raised us in church. My brother, he don't even come to go to church. Well, I think he goes to some charismatic church there where he lives at. And I don't think he goes there half the time. If they get, you know, they can, lives, well, you know. But anyway, amen. But I thank God that He let me see what I see. Amen. You ought to thank God. Amen. That He let you see what you see. Because there could be others. Amen. There's others that can't see it. Maybe more better than we are. Maybe more deserving than we are. But God, by His grace, by His election, let me and you see what we see today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, we can't. Am I more like my master? Amen. Am I more like Him this morning? I want to be like Him. Amen. To be like Jesus. On earth I long to be like Him. Amen. From earth to glory, all I want is to be like Him. Amen. That's who I want to be like this morning. We can't stand still. Amen. We're either going forward in grace or backward. Amen. So, and if we can't stand still, so I pray to God that I'm going forward this morning in His grace. I pray to God that I'm pressing forward, forgetting those things that's in the past and pressing to that mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. You know, God has an order. Amen. God has a plan. He always has. He still does. Amen. The pillar of fire to guide them. Amen. On their way. Show Moses how you wanted the tabernacle built. Built it according to the pattern I showed you in heaven. Hey, He still has that order. He still has that same plan. Amen. He sent us an order in the hour that we're living in. Amen. Want us to build our lives according to the pattern that He showed us. Amen. But some of us don't want to build it that way. We want to build on other foundations. Amen, that don't have nothing under them but sinking sand. I pray to God this morning that we build on a firm foundation. Show them how to do it. Show the priests how they should dress. They couldn't come dressed any old way. They had to be dressed right. You know, that bell and that pomegranate, when they walked, holy, holy, holy unto the Lord. Holy, holy unto the Lord. How's our walk this morning? How's our walk with the Lord? Is it holy unto Him this morning? How are we walking with Him this morning? Is it holy? And you know how they knew that something had happened to that priest, that high priest that went beyond the veil, if his bell stopped ringing. They knew he was dead. I wonder this morning, have your bell stopped ringing? Or are you alive this morning in Christ? Can you lift your hands and say, God, I love you. God, I appreciate you. Whew. He still has an order. Still has a plan. He even had an order how the ark should be carried. How many feet away the priest should stand, all that. Only be carried by the priest, the Levite. That should be carried. Oh, if you remember, there it was when they was bringing that, and bringing that, David wanted the ark to be brought back home. And you remember back then, one place there in the Bible where they're bringing it back on a new cart, where it shouldn't be brought that way. Amen. And then it got in the hole, that cart, and that man reached it just to steady. Amen. So it wouldn't cause any damage, and God struck him with leprosy, killed him. God still has an order. He still has a plan. I don't want to get out of his order. I don't want to get out of his plan. How the ark should be carried. How their camp should be set up. Amen. You can find that in Numbers chapter 1, 30 through chapter 2, verse 34. Also, break it up of the camp. How it should be broke down and everything. You can find that in Numbers chapter 2, verse 1 through chapter 3, verse 51. And again in chapter 10, verse 21 through 28. How it all should be set up and broke down and set up and broke down. God still has that plan. Amen. He wants us to come into the house of God. Sit here quietly under the atmosphere of God. Read our Bible and pray and meditate. Amen. Build and create that atmosphere. So whoever preaching, Brother Donnie or whoever it may be, walks out. Amen. The atmosphere is created. Amen. And he can preach and you can pull off that from that gift. Amen. And the sick can be healed. Amen. Amen. The sick can be healed. The dead can be raised. Amen. The spiritually dead also can be raised. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The sick can be healed. The sinner may whip their way to Calvary. The backslider back to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We can look at all these things. You can see all the tents all set up. How the priests and how everything was just set up and everything just so perfectly. And on this side, so many tribes on this side, to the east and to the north, so many tribes and all that, and to the west and everything was just set up so perfectly. Oh my, everything going in the order of God and how he wanted it. Amen. And how Moses, he saw the pattern, how God wanted it and everything. But outside the camp, there was those that were unclean. Lepers. Contagious folks. And they would scream out, unclean, unclean. Letting you know that they were unclean. Even the very air that they breathed, you wouldn't want to breathe the same air. Because you would think that you would become contaminated if you breathed their same air. And they'd have to scream out, unclean, unclean. And there was those. And I can see this one leper as he's stealing through the desert places. He's just stealing through because he's outside the camp. And he's not daring to sip of the pool that lies in his tracks, because he thinks if he drinks from it, the next one that drinks from it would become contagious. So he's not daring to drink from that pool, but he maybe finds he seeks out some kind of a filthy puddle that it might satisfy his parching throat that he can drink from. Because surely nobody would drink from that puddle that's filthy. So he drinks from it because he don't want to drink from any kind, because he knows that he's contaminated. And he has to cover up his lip, because if his father would see him, his father must run away. Or if his wife that he loves, the dearest one to his bosom, you know, she has to shun his very presence because he's unclean. And so he's coming around, sneaking around, and he comes upon this scene and he sees this man that's dying on a cross. And maybe he notices this little bird, brown bird that flies in and tries to pick them nails out of this one that's on the cross. And that bird gets his breath stained red. He thought, my, what kind of man is this? He's been looking around, making sure nobody, because hey, he's unclean. He said, can me coming near? Hey, I'm dying, I got leprosy. Surely I wouldn't come near to the living because I would contaminate them. But if I can come a little bit closer to this one that's dying on the cross, surely my death won't bring a new death. And so he gets a little closer and he sees this man that's dying on a cross, and all of a sudden his lips are moving. And he says, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. And he feels a heavy burden. That leper feels a heavy burden drop from him as he comes nearer. And some of that blood from that man on the cross falls upon him. And he says, hey, I'm clean. I've been made whole. Amen. My flesh has again come back like a baby, like a baby's flesh. I'm clean. I've been made whole. Oh, listen to me tonight or this morning, my friends. If there be one in here this morning, a backslider or somebody that knows no Christ, can you come near to the cross this morning? And let some of that blood, amen, that was flowing from his side spill over on you and wash your sins away. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, maybe me and you have felt unclean and without the camp before. I wonder if I'm speaking to anybody this morning. How many believes they're children of God this morning? Amen. We all believe that we're children of God. And you felt a lot of joy. Amen. We all feel joy because, hey, I'm a child of God. I'm a son. I'm a daughter of God. And I feel joy this morning because of that. I am a child of God this morning. You're a child of God this morning. Amen. And your interest is only in Christ. Amen. Your interest is only in pleasing Christ. Your interest is only serving Him. But something happens. Something surprised us called sin. Snuck up on us. Because we wasn't being careful how we walked or how we talked. You know, we got to be careful who we associate with, who we talk to, who we listen to. I remember, now don't crucify me. I remember years ago, I was on a job, and this man and this woman was standing around talking, and this other woman came up, and I was there. You know, Brother Harry, I was there. And so she came up, and she said, I drove my car through the into a tree, and she used some choice words. Well, I just turned around and repeated what she said. I thought, God, help me. Help me. How fast did that get on me, what she had just said? Not that she drove, wrecked her car, ran it into a tree, but the words that she used. And I said, God, you got to forgive me. I'm sorry. God, help me. Amen. Help me, Lord. Something happened. Sin surprised us. Amen. You somehow happy tendency happened, and we feel as though we can't meet God. Amen. We can't pray like we should. Amen. We kneel to pray, but you can't pray. You feel like the unclean that has been put out of the camp. How many am I speaking to this morning? Amen. You come to church, but you feel like the meanest one in here is far more superior than you are because of the thoughts that you thought or that thing that snuck in on you that happened. Amen. That happened. Oh, you feel like the meanest one in here is far more superior than you are. Oh, God, help us this morning. Amen. You feel like, they're far more superior than you are, and we would be glad to be a footstool under their feet. Because that's how we feel. Amen. Oh, we crept into any part of the church, and we felt like we're the worst ones in the fold. We see the deacon and the other members, and we had thought, they're happy, but my heart's sad. Amen. I'm not worthy to be called a son or a daughter of God. How many's ever felt that way? Am I speaking to somebody this morning? You remember Brother Billy Paul testifies about this. I think he was somewhere and he was gambling or something. Something like that. And somebody asked him, said, hey, ain't you Reverend Branham's boy? And he said, hey, listen, Reverend Branham wouldn't have a boy like me, wouldn't have a son like me. How many of us has ever felt that way when we've done something or said something, working around our peers, our associates, or just somewhere with our family and our friends or whatever, and we might have said something or done something or acted a little indifferent. They say, hey, ain't you a Christian? Don't you go to church somewhere? Thank God, I'm not even worthy to be called a Christian. I'm not even worthy to be called a son or a daughter of God. Amen. Father, I've sinned. I've done grievously. I've transgressed. And for a little while, my faith has been sluggish. My hope has been dull. But since the sin has rested upon me, and I seem quite put away. How many am I speaking to this morning? We read our Bible, but we find no comfort. Heaven seems like brass. There's no joy. There's no showers of blessings. Both God and man has put us outside the gate. Oh, help us this morning, Lord. I feel like I'm speaking to somebody this morning. Amen. We read our Bible, but we don't get no comfort, Brother Terry. Amen. We come to church and we ain't in there. We sing, but we really can't feel what's going on. We can't really enter in. Heaven seems like brass. There's no joy, no showers of blessings. And both God and man has put us outside. Is there any among us that feel that way sometimes? Feel like they would be unclean. You know, even the greatest ones in Israel, just there's some contact with somebody, that had some kind of defilement, they was considered unclean. Even under Jewish law, just sitting upon the bed of a leper, they would be considered unclean. What about us this morning? Amen. Just the things we do. The things we say, the things we watch. If I point at like this, I got, you know, 3, 4 pointing back at me. Amen? Things we watch, things we listen to. We used to condemn Matt Dillon. That back shooting guy. That's what the prophet said. But now that he's come on DVD, he's holy. Preach, brother. Amen. A lot of things, amen, are become holy now since they're on DVD and all these things and that thing, and they become on computer and the internet. It becomes holy. Amen. But oh, we feel condemned. We feel unclean. And just saying, listening to that stuff sometimes. Even sometimes, I know we all might as well take our halos down, like they say. Amen. We listen to the news. And sometimes they let out a word. Amen. And we would condemn somebody coming to our house using them words. Help us, Lord. Help me, Lord. Amen. I ain't trying to get on your pet peeves and all that stuff, but sometimes, brothers and sisters, we got to be careful. Amen. We got to be, God, help us this morning. Amen. Help us, Lord. Help us. We're unclean this morning. We feel like we're outside the camp. There were things that happened naturally back during them times. It would make one consider themselves unclean, and they'd have to be put out the camp at least 7 days. Infirmities in their bodies. What about me and you this morning? The company they kept. What about us this morning? The company we keep. I always heard this expression, birds of a feather flock together. Amen. I want to be with somebody that knows God, the same God that I do. I want to be with somebody that believes, amen, the same God that I believe, believes the same message that I believe. Amen. He said, well, you go to work. Yeah, we go to work, and I want to be alive, but I don't kind of, you know, I don't hang around. I don't have to hang around them all the time and all this. Our evil thoughts, what we look at, what we watch, what we see. God would set us outside the camp for a little season until we purged ourselves. Amen. Brother Branham said it like this on the message. He cares, do you care? He said, wash us, Lord, by the waters of the Word. That's what I want to do this morning, is be washed by the waters of the Word. Lord, wash me by your waters this morning. That'd be all right. Somebody called me. You know, they called Brother Jewel helicopter preacher. They called me the agitator. Because I'm going to do some agitating. Amen. My wife bought a new wash machine a couple years ago. Now, this wash machine that she bought does not have an agitator in there. They say it saves more on water, more on money, cost efficiency. But you know what? It don't get the clothes clean. Amen. It don't get the clothes clean. Why? Because there's not an agitator in there. Now the church is like a wash machine, and the preacher's like an agitator. Amen. And it's time we get ourselves clean. Amen. Amen. Before we can come into the presence of God. Amen. We got to be careful what we look at, what we look at, what we watch, the company we keep. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Help us, Lord. Amen. I wonder if does our conscience sometimes set us outside the gate? But I want to remember, Christ shut himself outside too. The scripture that we read said he shut himself outside. Listen to it. Let me read it again. Let us go forth therefore unto him. Without the camp, bearing his reproach. He suffered outside the camp so that me and you might be saved. Amen. He suffered outside. Amen. Despised and rejected. Amen. Oh, the Bible says, like I said last night, when they beat him unmercifully. He's unrecognizable. Even my scripture, my footnotes in my Schofield said he didn't even look like the form of a son of man. He was beaten so unmercifully. Them drunken soldiers, they spit upon him. Amen. They blindfolded him. They made all kinds and stripped him naked. Put him to an open shame. Oh, that little cross you see, that emblem, you know, got something wrapped up. But he was stripped naked, put to an open shame. But he done it that we might be here this morning. And oh, I want to come here this morning being able to raise my hands, being able to sing the songs of Zion. Being able to tell my brothers and sisters that I love them. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you love him this morning? Do you love him? Do you really love him this morning? I mean, like the prophet of God said, that God said, well, hey, if that's the case, I can do anything I want to. I can paint the town, like we read, I can paint the town red. I can drink, I can smoke, I can do all these, but I'm so glad that God took the desire out of my life to smoke and drink and all these things. And put something else in my heart to want to live for him. Want to come to the house of God and worship him with people like Precious Faith. I'm so glad that he put that in my heart. Amen. He's despised and rejected. A man acquainted with our griefs and sorrows. Amen. Not even about 33 years of age, but looked like over 50. Because he carried the burden of the world on his shoulders. Amen. He carried our sins. Amen. Suffered outside the gate to sanctify me and you this morning, amen, so that we could be worthy to come into his presence, so we could be worthy to come here this morning, amen, and lift our hands, so we could become here worthy this morning to sing and be happy and shout and clap our hands, amen, and all these things. Oh, I'm so glad that he done it for me. Hey, ain't you, amen, despised and rejected? He knows what you're going through when you're rejected. He knows how it feels, amen, because he was rejected, amen. When he was looking over Jerusalem, he said, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often I would have gathered you like a hen with her brood, but you would not. He said, you missed your day of visitation. He knows what you feel like when you be rejected. Young people, he knows when you're going through school and your friends despise you. They make fun of you. They despised him. They made fun of him. Called him all kinds of things. Called him a devil. Called him Beelzebub, the chief of devils. Amen. Amen. He knows what you're going through. Amen. Amen. Bearing his reproach. Don't be ashamed to suffer too. Amen. For his sake. Amen. You remember when David, you know, that little boy or that little man, crippled guy, began to spit. Throw dirt on David. And one of David's servants drew his sword and said, hey, listen, I'll take that dog's head off his shoulders. David said, leave him alone. God's ordained him to do this. But it was different the next time David came back. Amen. Oh, he was despised, rejected. Amen. Had to carry his cross up a hill called Golgotha. Amen. Suffered so that me and you might be able to sit here this morning. Amen. But the next time he comes, hallelujah, he won't have to suffer, but he'll be coming back for you and me, the ones that live true and faithful to him. Amen. That's why I want to bear his reproach. I don't want to be ashamed of him. You know, the man that made the artificial arm, Brother Branham started like this, on the marriage with a lamb. The man that made the artificial arm, he made a reputation for himself. The man that made the artificial leg, he made a reputation for himself. Artificial, he made a reputation. But the creator of all of us, the creator of this arm, the creator of this body, I don't know how it all works together, but hey, he made it so in the minute little details. Amen. That he made each and every one of you, and all of us are not the same. No two thumbprints, they say, are alike. You and I are unique in our own ways. Remember when the Lord and Satan were talking together, said, have you considered my servant Job, that there's none like him? He can say that about each and every one of us. There's none like you, Brother Terry. None like Brother Homer. There's none like me. There's none like you, Brother Aaron. There's none like us. We're unique in our own ways, and God made us that way. But you know what? His very creator, when he came here, he didn't make no reputation for himself. The creator of us, the creator of this universe that set the moon and the sun in its place, set this earth in orbit, he didn't make no reputation for himself. And we think we're somebody. If it rains, we stick our nose up in the air. And we drown because we think we're somebody, but we're nothing. Amen. We can't dwell with the ungodly and live as they live. Their practices, though, sometimes have become our practices. Their pleasures have become our pleasures. Their God has become our God. There's no being a Christian without being shut out of the camp in this age that we're living in. Amen. I believe there must be a grave distinction between a Christian and the world in the hour that we're living in. Amen. There must be a grave distinction. When there's no grave distinction, I wonder sometimes. I got to check my experience. You need to check your experience with God. When we begin to dress like the world, we begin to talk like the world, we begin to act like the world, we need to check up our, amen. We need to check up our distinction if it's different than theirs. Because like I say, their practices have become our practices. Their beliefs have become our beliefs. Their God has become our God. Whew. Bible says God is not mocked. Whatever we sow, that is what we'll reap. You want love? Be loving. You want friends? Sow yourself friendly. It's what the scripture says. What the Bible says. Amen. But this age that we're living in, that you'll see it, the age of people's rights. And you can see it. I've got a right not to come to the house of God. Yes, you do. That's your right. That's your American privilege. That you live in here. You don't have to come here. You don't have to believe what I believe. That's your privilege. That's your right. But a lamb, a sheep, forfeits his rights. Amen. He gives up his rights. Amen. I want to say, God, I want to forfeit my rights this morning. I want to give up my rights, and I want to yield myself to you, Lord. This age, the Bible says, we're wretched, miserable, poor, blind. And what the sad part was, they didn't even know it. That's what the sad part was, Brother Aaron. They didn't even know it. Wretched and poor and blind and didn't even know it. Hey, I'm poor and I know it. Hey, I know a lot of things that a lot of people don't know. But there they were, wretched, poor, miserable, blind, naked, didn't even know it. Brother Brown said, you try to tell them, they say, hey, I beg your pardon, you mind your own business. I got a right. But if you're a lamb of God, if you're a sheep, you'll forfeit your rights. But this age is impossible to serve God unless he is sudden time shut out of the camp. Now, we're not going to excommunicate anyone, but the man or the woman or the young person who serves their God with all their heart. Hey, man, you here this morning, you young people there. Hey, man, you moms, you dads, you older. Hey, man, you elderly people here this morning, my age and everybody, amen. Oh, like I say, we ain't going to excommunicate nobody. Amen. We ain't going to put nobody out. But in this age that we're living in, amen. And if you're here this morning and you're trying to serve God with all that's within your heart, you're trying to hold to the standard that God set. Amen. You're trying to walk right, talk right. Amen. You're trying to do everything you can. Then sometimes, amen, with all your heart, it's sometimes we become the minority in the church. Amen. That's a shame, but we become the minority. Amen. But I thank God. Amen. Brother Brown said we become odd. Amen. God help us this morning. But the church has become so lax in its doctrine. It's become so lax in its experience. It's become so lax that to be a real Christian, we're the elect out of the elect. We're the elect out of the elect this morning. To be a real Christian. Amen. Now can I read you some things? Let me just read you a few of these things that I got jotted down here if it be all right. And then we'll try to close. Brother Brown preached this message going beyond the camp. I'll read a few things here. He said, my subject for this evening is going beyond the camp. It's quite a little subject. It's a little odd, but you know, usually we find God in odd things. The world gets so set in a custom thing to anything irregular from the regular trend, it becomes odd. As I preached here a few days ago here at the tabernacle on the oddball, and the farmer is an oddball to the businessman an oddball to the farmer, the Christian is an oddball to the unbeliever, and so forth. You have to be somebody's fool. So anything unusual, it makes you kind of a fool to the regular trend. And therefore, God's people and his prophets and his messengers through the ages, that carried his message from the world, from the word, has been considered fools to the outside. Amen. We've been considered fools to the outside. Amen. Again, he says, I know that there's some reason that people are not getting through to Christ. If they would, they wouldn't act like that. Jesus suffered without the gates that he might sanctify his people with his own blood. Sanctification comes from a Greek word compound, which means clean and set aside for service. It means clean and set aside for service. He ain't put into service yet, but it's clean and set aside for service. Brother Branham said, I like this one time. You take a cup out of a barnyard. That's just, you pick it up out of the barnyard. That's justification. And you clean it up. Wash it real good and clean it up real good. That's sanctification. Then it's set aside for service. It ain't in service yet, but it's set aside for service. And now it needs to be filled up so it can be put into service. Amen. And then you can get a drink out of that cup. Amen. And then you have that cup has to need a refilling in order for it to be in. So God, every now and then, I'm so glad that he justified me, sanctified me, set me aside for service. Then he filled me up. Now, Lord, every now and then, I need a refilling. Amen. So I can be of service to somebody. Amen. And when God cleans his people with the blood of Jesus, he cleans them from the filth of the world and sets them aside for service. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Amen. He suffered without the gate. Again, he says, amen. I just love these things. Amen. Again, he says, now we see that going beyond the camp, going beyond, I see Satan also has taken his people beyond the camp of reason, beyond the camp of common sense. Satan taking his people the other way, beyond the camp. God's taking his people beyond this other way, and Satan has taken them beyond the camp of common decency. When it comes to a place that people can act and do and get by with the things that they're doing today in the order of morals, it's beyond my thoughts of how that a man can sit his wife out there dressed like that and then slap somebody for insulting her. It's beyond common sense. You ought to know better than that, beyond common decency. Amen. Oh my. Again he says, now in this camp, miracles, signs, and wonders was in this camp. They moved them out into the wilderness. They left their natural camp. They left the mud camp. They left the camp made with straw and brick to dwell in tents out in the wilderness where there was no grain or nothing else. Sometimes God asks us to do foolish things to our thinking. And if you ever leave the camp of your own reason, that's a place you'll find God. Amen. He said, now notice, as they went out into the wilderness, there was miracles, signs, when they moved into this camp. Now remember, they left Egypt's camp and moved out into the wilderness with God's camp. How do you know it was? God said, your people shall sojourn for 400 years, but I'll bring them out with a mighty hand, and I'll give them this land here. And there they were on their road by a vindicated light, a vindicated prophet with signs, wonders that God was in the camp. And they were on their road. They had a pillar of fire. They had a prophet. They had manna, a pillar of fire. They had manna. They had living waters. Amen. They had changed campgrounds. They had to do it. They couldn't see these things in Egypt. They had to change the campgrounds in order to see the supernatural. Amen. You want to see the supernatural? It's time that we change campgrounds. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, so will the people this day have to change the camp from them denominations. They say, the days of miracles is past. There's no such a thing as the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And all these scriptures are wrong. And they were for another age. You'll have to change your campgrounds. Go beyond that camp to where all things are possible with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You believe that? Amen. Again, he said, look what that prophet said. Amen. When he come into Samaria and his little eyes were narrowed and he come up over that, seen that little sinful city, woman laying in the street with men of modern America. When he looked up over, his eyes narrowed. He had nobody to sponsor him. He had no fellowship card. God had sent him. Would the people hear his message? No, they wouldn't hear him. But he prophesied and said, the very God that you claim to serve will destroy you. And I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the very God this nation claims to be a religious nation, the very God that they claim to serve will destroy them in their iniquity. He'll destroy every denomination off the face of the earth when they claim what they claim to serve. Help us, Lord. Amen. Help us. Again, he says it like this. Amen. He said, now, brother, sister, do you know that each one of you all must sacrifice? You must be God's sacrifice. Sacrifice the things of the world. Sacrifice your own pleasure of this world. Sacrifice the things of the world. You know the reason that people won't do it? You know, a sheep don't have but one thing to offer, and that's wool. And now he's not asked to produce or to manufacture some wool for this year. He's asked to bear wool. We're not asked to manufacture something. We're asked to bear the fruit of the Spirit. That is, the inside of the sheep. What he is on the inside makes the wool on the outside. And so when a man has got Christ on the inside, it makes him Christ-like on the outside, not some artificial put-on. Amen. Amen. How many's got Christ then this morning on the inside? Then if you've got Christ on the inside, on the outside, you're not some artificial put-on. Hallelujah. Amen. Outside the gate. Let's stand together. Amen. They come to their music. I want to read it. You know, something, and we'll close. Read you something. He loved him this morning. Hallelujah. Brother Brent said it like this. He said, closing, I say this. He said, I was reading some time ago on a judge. He was a just man, a good man. He was loved. And there was a bunch of people in the city that thought they could get by with anything. They had plenty. So they open up a house of ill fame, run a liquor store, liquor, everything like that, that was illegal, and they was caught by the law, the federal man, and was brought in court. And when all the people of the city, the little city gathered in, they know this man had done a lot of things around there, the man that had run the ill fame place. And the jury found the man guilty because he was caught open-handed. And so then the judge found him guilty and sentenced them for so many years without bond, without appeal or anything. He sent them because that's what the law read. The people outside the court raced him and said, you know what? Every person in this town will hate you. So they hate you for making that decision on them men. They were all gamblers themselves. And they said, we'll all hate you. We'll never elect you again. We'll never be one of us vote for you. Booing him as he went down the street, and he stood. He said, just a minute. Let me have a word. He said, I done exactly what was my duty. The man was guilty no matter who he was, and I had to sentence him according to the law that I swore I uphold. He said, you're hated in this town. He said, but I'm loved greatly at home by my people. We may think the same thing. If you pardon the expression, I stood for what I've been saved to do. Uphold this word of God. I know the denominations hate me for the things that I say, but I'm greatly loved in his house among his people. Hallelujah. Amen. That story meant so much to me, Brother Terry. Amen. I want to stand for what's right. Amen. I want to stand for what's truth, what God, Brother Harry, has called me to stand for. I want to preach to, amen, the pure, unadulterated, without riches of God, the unsearchable riches of God, without fear or favor of man. No matter if anybody don't like it or not, I want to stand for what this prophet brought. No matter if nobody likes it or not, I want to stand for this word. No matter if nobody likes it or not, amen. But like the prophet of God said, I'm called to do by what God called me to do, and I'm doing what he said. I know I'm hated by them denominations, but I'm loved by him and by his people. I might be hated by a lot of people. Brother Donnie, some of these others may be hated by a lot of people, but we're greatly loved by God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we love you this morning. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being who you are. Lord Jesus, oh, this morning, Lord, maybe some of us sometimes here because of the thoughts that we thought, maybe the things that we've looked at, maybe the things that we said, maybe how we acted. How we done, Father? We seem quite put out by you and by man. But Father, this morning, there's a God who's rich in mercy. Hallelujah. That we can be like that leper that had to sneak along because he was outside the gate. Didn't want to drink out of a pool of good fresh water because he may contaminate it for the next one that would come along. Father, sometimes that's how we feel, Lord. Hate to sit in a congregation because we're afraid we may contaminate it because we've been so bad. But Lord, he came upon a scene of a man dying on the cross. And he heard that man whisper, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He heard him speak again today, Thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh, and he began to scream out, Oh, I feel clean. I feel like I've been made whole. That blood began to spill off on the ground and on him. Oh, God, may we come and kneel before the foot of the cross this morning. Lord, we may be condemned. We may feel like we shouldn't be able to, anybody shouldn't be able to call us a son or a daughter of God because of the things that we've done or said. But Lord, let us this morning once again kneel at the foot of the cross. Let that blood spill over on us and wash us once again this morning, Lord. We can get up and walk away saying, Lord, I'm free. I'm clean. I'm holy. I'm your son. I'm your daughter this morning. And I'm lifting my hands to give you glory and honor. Thank you, Lord, for washing me white like snow. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, that you suffered outside the gate, Lord. You were despised and rejected that I might be sanctified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hey, whatever you got, let's just worship him before we turn the service back. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Change my heart, oh God.
Yes, Lord. Or do you want him to do that this
Make
morning?
Make it ever true.
Oh, change my heart this morning, Lord.
Change my heart, oh God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Make it more like you.
I wonder this morning if there's something that everyone would need prayer.
Oh God,
or you want him to change your heart this morning? Do you want him to be like you? I'll pray for you this morning. Amen.
Change my heart, oh God.
Hallelujah.
May I be like
you. Oh, do it, Lord Jesus. Do it, Lord. Amen.
You are the cause.
Oh, yes, Lord.
May
Let's sing this before we leave this morning.
What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus. You were the Word in the beginning.
Amen.
One with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation.
Enjoyed Brother David Gadman this weekend. Don't you appreciate the word of the Lord? Amen. God has so many varieties that he brings us his truth, many different vessels that he uses. But I'm glad Brother David's Brother David, aren't you? Amen. Praise the Lord. You're dismissed. God bless you. Remember service here Wednesday night. We'll come back and do this all over again. Shake hands. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. Let's sing that together one more time, Brother Harry. What a wonderful name it is.
What a wonderful name it is. What a